5.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Appreciate you. Appreciate your company. We got some entertainment news coming up in a little bit. We'll also get into another fun one for you. We've got these this list of things that Melissa and I were going through last week about old people things that millennials agree with. We'll get into one a little bit later. Gonna have that. We're gonna have some fun with that one. And hands down, the most irritating trends of 2024. Possibly. I got that one lined up, along with some good stories of the day and plenty more to talk about. But we kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way we like to around here with the kitchens open. Melissa, do you have any intro you want to do for this or anything?
We can just, let's talk. It's not scripted, guys. We got to make it up.
Okay. Okay.
So, hello and welcome to the kitchens open.
I was going to give you the intro.
The
yeah, here we go. Going to do it right now.
There we go.
Hello and welcome to the Kitchens Open on WFHR. You have all of us here with you right now, but coming up is an awesome interview that I got to do with Amy Hine at the Central Wisconsin State Fair this last week. She was a vendor that was directly across from us, and we had each other's back the whole time. Actually, okay, she had my back.
Nice.
I really didn't do anything to help her. But she kept an eye out for me when I would have to run, grab something or go to the bathroom or whatever. Or the day I got there and I'm like, oh, girl, I forgot. Can you please watch my stuff?
It's awesome.
So I could go get whatever.
She was great.
I needed.
Yeah. She was great.
No, she was a lot. All the vendors around us were great.
Yeah.
I got a chance to talk with them a little bit. But Amy and I got to sit down and do this interview. I want to say it was on Friday morning.
Mm.
I recorded this with her and edited it and sent it to you guys this weekend. So go ahead and sit back and enjoy this fun chat I had with Amy. This is Melissa Kay. I am here at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, and I have with me Amy Hine. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
So you are here as a vendor.
Yes, that is correct.
And your company is Epicure, correct?
Correct. We're a Canadian-based company that launched in the United States 5 years ago.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about the company, and then we're going to delve into your background.
Sure. So the company was started by a woman, Sylvie Rochette. She made some seasonings for her family. Her family had different allergies and needs, and she started selling them at farmers markets because her goal was to help people have good, clean ingredients. It took off from there. She had a dream, and now it's a debt-free company, a household name in Canada. Our mission is to help people put meals on the table faster, easier, without sacrificing the quality.
That sounds fantastic. So let's go back to your origin story. What is food to you?
Oh man, it's an interesting story. I struggled growing up actually with weight and my relationship with food, actually. Like I think a lot of people, we get different messages, mixed messages that food is the enemy, and food was always so nostalgic for me. And so it was very hard to have this love-hate relationship with food. And then I had a daughter of my own, and wanting to raise her in that same way where she loves food and uses it to nourish her body and not putting labels on foods.
So not having a negative connotation when it comes to food versus how we see our bodies that society kind of pushes on us, especially as women.
Right, exactly. I grew up with that in the background, like, oh, I can't eat that, or I can't enjoy food because if I enjoy food, then I put too much pressure on myself, right?
Yeah.
And so that was just always a struggle of mine until I found this company, actually.
Okay, and so you started working for this company, you said, or 5 years ago?
Yes, so I have been a high school teacher for 15 years, and
thank you so much. We appreciate teachers very much at our station.
Well, thank you. And I have an 11-year-old daughter. So about 5 years ago, a friend of mine introduced this company to me. I was busy. I also coach high school tennis, and I was struggling to come up with easy options, come home and make some meals instead of ordering takeout or some of those fast and easy meals.
Easy but not good for you kind of options.
Right, exactly. And so a friend of mine shared the products with me, and I instantly fell in love with them. And the company had just launched in the United States, and so it was very new, and I loved it. And she said, well, do you want to get it at a discount? And I said, sure. And then
who doesn't like a discount?
I know, right? And then I thought, you know, this could be really fun to share with others, because I know that there are other people who struggled with food, whether it's that negative relationship with food or running out of time and energy to plan meals and cook meals. I knew that it was a common problem. And I thought, I always worked a second job anyway. Why not have it be something where, like this, where I can really make an impact and do good and help others?
And then, just like you said, the fact that these are, they're clean products. So they don't contain the artificial dyes. And so tell me a little bit about that again.
Absolutely. So it's a really neat concept. All of our foods, we actually have this never ever list, and it's this giant list of things that we promise never ever to put in our products. No chemicals, no dyes, no preservatives, no oil, you know, like the syrups and just all the artificial sweeteners. Because really, when we're feeding our body the right things, without that extra junk, it's going to function better. You're going to feel more satisfied with the good stuff. And so it's a really cool thing. And what I witnessed actually through the pandemic was those high standards that our company has never wavered. Even with ingredient shortages and difficulty in getting some products, they really stand by their word. They want people to be healthy, and their mission is to help spread good food.
That's really awesome. One of the things that we have touched on quite a bit in our kitchen segment here is how in other countries, particularly Europe, they have a lot of foods that are banned, that they don't allow different ingredients in their foods, where here in the United States, our regulations are a little more lax. So it's really reassuring that this company fully stands behind that and really has that stringent quality marker that they attain to every time. Is that, again, one of the reasons why you really were attracted to this company?
I'll be honest. No, it wasn't. It was actually, I wanted something fast and easy. The more I learned, I'm one of those people that I jump into something, and then the more I learned, actually that's when I became more passionate about the quality of our products, because I heard our founder speak. I heard her daughter, now the CEO, speak, and she also has a daughter. So it's a family business with high standards, and they truly, you can tell they truly believe what they're saying. And the more I learned, I never really knew about food. I didn't allow myself to really learn about the good things of food, because I was like, I can't have that. I can't have that.
Well, and we hear that so often, like, okay, this week butter's good. This week butter's bad. Eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you. I mean, like, it's every other week you don't know what
exactly
you're eating.
Or like, you know, a lot of my struggle, it's always like low fat, no fat, but that stuff is actually worse because that's full of the junk. And so just learning about the quality of the ingredients. And I think the more knowledge we have too about how our bodies are being affected by all of these chemicals, and with having a daughter too, I'm realizing, oh my gosh, even the way she's growing up has changed drastically than myself because of the things that are so commonplace in our diet. And there just needs to be more knowledge about it, because we just don't have that here. Canada, also like Europe, has really high food standards, and so they shared that passion and carrying it over to the U.S. For example, one question we get a lot is if all of our products are organic, and we're not certified organic, actually, because the standards in Canada for food production are actually higher than our standard to be certified as organic in the United States. So
that's mind-boggling.
It is.
That is really mind-boggling, because I know that the standards for being an organic farm here in the United States are so high, it's almost not cost effective for farmers to be able to do it.
Absolutely. And that's why we see, you know, just that label of organic. That's why there's this negative, you know, that's why it's so intimidating to try and eat clean, because when we think clean, we think, well, it's got to be more expensive, or it has to be more time consuming, or exhausting.
There's more prep work because right. everything is not processed, like as in it's fresh. So right. we have to do all the processing, which takes more time.
Correct, correct. And so our company's mission is to help people see that, first of all, we need to cook at home. That's the only way you can truly know what's in your food. Yeah. And as we become more aware of different allergies and the way that our bodies react or don't react to food and the way our food is processed in our bodies, it's just really important to cook at home. And we want to help people see that that can be manageable. Anyone, a busy working family with kids and sports and activities, or the single mom who works three jobs, or, you know, no matter what kind of cook you are, what kind of life you have, our goal is to help people put those clean meals on the table without extra stress, because we don't need extra stress in our lives. Really?
No kidding. There's a lot already.
Exactly. And so it's just been the way that it's evolved to just seeing the relationship that my daughter has with food, and when she talks about our products and how good they are and wanting to help, and even the way she tries new foods, things that I wouldn't probably make if I didn't have this company, because they do a really good job of bringing different flavor palettes and ethnicities into our collection to truly be something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And so things like curry and Thai food, I love it, but I would never make it at home if I didn't have these seasonings blended by the amazing experts at our home office who do all the samplings and recipe creations and find the best products from the perfect areas of the world. Like, it's truly a science, and that's mind-boggling to me when I learn about what they do and how they find all the different things. And it's cool to see my daughter try different foods and like them and eat more vegetables and just all the things. I think it's a great thing for families, because think about it, eating at the table together. We don't live in a culture where that's as common anymore.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of devices. There's a lot of TV. Yeah. There's a lot of distractions.
Mm-hmm. And there are just so many mixed messages, like we said earlier, with food being bad versus food being fuel for our bodies. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I have so many memories of food bringing people together. Food does bring people mm-hmm. together, and that's okay. We can enjoy our food. We can come together and experience life and enjoy our lives.
And you don't have to do it with a fad diet right. every few months, which is what was something common when I was growing up too. Mm-hmm. I think my mom tried the cabbage diet and the, you
beets.
Know, low.
Did she ever do the beet ones?
No,
I did that
beet diet.
I did that in high school once, where I had to have beets at every meal. I mean, just, and when you put yourself in that kind of situation, I just feel like we're setting ourselves up for failure, and it's doing more harm than good.
And it really detracts from a healthy relationship with food. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we need to eat food every single day. It's kind of necessary to live.
Absolutely. And if you eat the right foods, your body won't need to eat as much as you might if you're eating all low-fat processed foods. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be eating less fat, but you're putting more chemicals into your body. You're eating probably more calories because you're not filling up with the appropriate amounts of protein. And so our seasonings too want to help people eat healthy and still have it taste good. It doesn't have to be boring either.
Right.
You can have a plethora of different ingredients, and it's amazing because when you take all that sodium out of your food, you can actually taste different flavors and really enjoy it.
So let's talk about some of these different flavors here for a minute. Let's just walk right over here, because you have a really nice display, and there's so many to choose from. So start up here. Tell me about the Bali Low, because I bought that. I haven't got to try yet because we've been busy here at the fair all week. But tell me about that one, because I know that's got lemongrass in it, which isn't something I've been able to find on the grocery store shelf.
Right. So another thing that our company does is they do a lot of research for different ingredients and think about the benefits of these ingredients and how can they work it into our food in a manageable way. So yeah, the hints of lemongrass and onion, it's supposed to create this very light and flavorful experience on your meats without, like I said, the sodium. Great for kebabs or just that light Mediterranean feel. Mm-hmm. Also great on veggies too. But yeah, the hints of lemongrass are really refreshing, I think. And yeah, that's one example of how they're trying to give someone something different
from a different culture, different mm-hmm. Food options that we can't necessarily always find, which is really exciting. But I love the names of these. You've got O Canada, maple miso, lemon pepper, which that one seems pretty straightforward, but it doesn't have any salt in it then?
Correct.
So none of these have salt.
Yeah, and so what I tell a lot of my customers, I actually shared this story with them. The fajita is a great example. I was used to so much sodium mm-hmm. in the Mexican food. You buy the packets. And the first time I used our fajita seasoning, I put about the same amount that I would normally put on. And it was, holy cow, because the sodium covers up the life of the peppers and the cumin and the different flavors in the fajitas that normally, you know, normally you have to load more seasoning to get something. Mm-hmm. And that's just our body, you know, with anything, too much sodium, too much sugar, we can't taste the flavors,
the rest
and then
of it.
You need more and you need more. And it's just this really vicious cycle. So it's just really cool how you can really just taste the different flavors pop when you're having things without sodium, like our burger seasoning, for example. This would be like the common Lowry's that you find in most mm-hmm. kitchen. You use a lot less of our burger seasoning than you would use your traditional full sodium version because the flavor is so much stronger without being hidden by sodium. So a little bit goes a long way. So it's actually more cost effective.
So if you use like, say, a tablespoon normally, what would that be equate to with this?
I would advise people to start with a half a tablespoon.
Okay.
And
so basically cut it in half.
Cut it in half until you find the right mixture, working up obviously to the tablespoon. But in most cases, because these flavors are just so much more concentrated and we can taste the different
elements
of, thank you for that word, the different elements of the flavor. Start small and build up because your taste buds probably aren't used to it. If you've been eating the traditional random grocery mm-hmm. store finds that are so common and readily available in the U.S.
Well, and we know too that when you, like, for instance, if you go on a no sugar diet for a while, the first time you taste it again, your body goes, whoa, oh my goodness, what did you just do to me?
Absolutely.
So that's got to be something similar if you're using these products versus all of the, like you said, the additives and the sodium and the salt and those are the same thing, Melissa, sodium and salt, and the sugar.
Yep.
But you also have some of these other products that use the silicone.
Yes. So that our big item that we like to promote is our silicone, our multi-purpose steamer. And this is to help, again, busy people put meals on the table fast. The high-grade kitchen silicone is good in the oven, of course, but it's also good in the microwave. And it's dishwasher safe. So, and the other thing with our steamers is you don't need water because the steam works as water. We don't need to add more water. So that's a common misconception. Most of the time, you know, I think of steamers, you put water on the bottom and the tray on the top. This, you just put the veggies or the meat or the corn on the cob or whatever it is.
So you're not diluting any of the seasonings with water.
Correct. Because the steam, all you need is the steam if you have the right type of steamer and this is that. So this is, again, this fits in our mission of helping busy people put meals on the table because you can cook things faster in the microwave. Because a lot of times, again, you think back, you're trying to think about common things that we see in families. You're busy or you have sports. It's 6 o'clock already. I don't want to go home and make dinner. I'm just going to go through a drive-through. And don't get me wrong, I go through a drive-thru just like everyone else.
Every now and then you got to do it.
Absolutely. But that shouldn't be something every day that we rely on. So I can come home. Another thing I'm great at is forgetting to take meat out of the freezer.
I thaw it out.
Me too. So then I'm like, well, now I can't have anything. I don't have meat taken out. So I can take a pound of frozen beef, for example. Tacos are my go-to if I don't meal plan. I always have that on hand. My daughter loves it. So I can take a pound of frozen beef, put it in our multi-purpose steamer, put it in the microwave for 6 minutes, take it out, break it up with the meat separator, add taco seasoning, put it back in for one more minute, and the meat's done. 7 minutes, I have taco meat ready. In those 7 minutes, I can grab the lettuce, the taco shell, cheese, whatever.
So
whip up some guac.
Less than a half hour, and you've got dinner on the table.
Correct. You'd be spending more time in most drive-thrus probably than it would take to cook the meat in our steamer. So that's another really cool thing about our steamers is that it allows for that faster cooking if we need it. Mm-hmm. Not everyone needs it, but you can still put it in the oven. And the thing with the high-grade silicone, it's easier to clean with our liners. A lot of our liners can replace the different wax paper or tin foil as well. So then you're also helping with, you know, waste.
Mm-hmm.
and that thing as well. But it's a great way too to decrease the clutter in your kitchen. When I moved, I got rid of all sorts of different things that I rarely use because now I have these steamers that can literally cook everything in it.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, we're running out of time here, but tell me quickly a little bit about you have gluten-free mixes. You have mm-hmm. you have these different seasoning packets.
Yeah. So all of our seasonings are actually gluten-free, every single product. And the desserts especially are a big favorite of my gluten-free customers because they taste good. They don't taste like cardboard
they've been sitting on the shelf for six
years. Right, right. And I've never been gluten-free, but I surely like having desserts that I can throw together easy. I can make brownie. Remember that steamer? I can make brownies in 3 minutes in the microwave because our mixes are made to be cooked in the microwave in our steamers.
Oh, wow.
But really delicious, again, just to help people. And it is lower sodium. One really cool fact, I mentioned beets earlier, our red velvet cupcakes, ours have beet juice.
Oh.
And that's what makes
natural
it red. We try to use natural sweeteners as much as possible because, again, that negative connotation, you can't have desserts. You have to cut all sweets out. How about if we
use better quality
desserts? And not eat the whole pan. Sometimes it's hard because it really is that good. But yeah, so easy for that. As far as the meal solution packets, what I love these for is, again, it can cut down on all the random stuff you might have in your cupboards. I especially love the packets for more ethnic dishes, mm-hmm. like the Thai food or the Asian food or the Greek dishes, because they pre-measure all the seasonings you need for that dish, package it up. They give you directions on the back, and you can substitute whatever protein you have on hand or vegetable you have on hand. You don't have peas, how about green beans?
Yeah.
Your daughter doesn't like mushrooms, how about squash or whatever. So, again, I don't have to have then a bunch of random ingredients mm-hmm. in my cupboard to be used once or twice a year for these random dishes. And it then also allows variety in my diet because another thing is if we get bored with what we're eating, we're going to want more or crave something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can eat healthy and never get bored and sick of what you're eating, you're going to stick to that too because you don't feel like you're being deprived.
Right. And with these different packets here, like, this is easy meal planning then.
Absolutely. I actually have this thing where you take a clip, you know, it has the clips for papers
mm-hmm.
and then the days of the week. And I take the packets and clip them in. So yeah, we have the bags and those are great for really, if you don't want to think about it, the jarred seasonings are fabulous too. That allows you to be more creative if you want.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be something for everybody.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for talking with mm-hmm. me today, Amy. If people want to get in touch with you, how can they reach you?
Well, I live in Wausau. I love to go out and talk to people. I can share an email, a phone number with you, even the website for Epicure, so you can go read about our story and look at all the different offerings. We have a really cool holiday lineup coming out next month.
Okay.
Because again, another thing about holidays, it's all about the food, right? So we want to give you great options to enjoy the holidays with your family, stress-free.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking with me
today. Thank you. So fun.
Woo! That was a great interview.
Very nice.
And And then I want to share her phone number and email address if you want to get in touch with her, because she gave me her business card. So that's Amy Hine is 920-737-4328. And her email address is aimohein@gmail.com. Or you can find her, Amy Hine, it's A-I-M-E-E, at .epicure.com.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good stuff, Melissa. Yeah. Really nice work. Really nice work.
It was a fun conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
She's a great lady.
It was a lot of fun to listen to, too.
Yes, it was.
I have to ask, was she the lady that I purchased the I almost said it, the Christmas gift from? I almost said the gift. I was right there.
She was
right next to it. Yeah, they were next to each other.
They were just a couple. We got so fortunate, not only being in a great spot in the Expo Center there, which was really nice, I thought, but being around some wonderful vendors, wonderful people. We got to even see some Beth and some WRCT people down there, too. That was a lot of fun. You can buy local and support local all the time with so many of our local businesses around here, and our vendors are hard at work every Thursday and Saturday at our Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. Check them out from 8 to 2 at 221st Avenue South. Buy local, support local. That includes our vendors, everybody. Nice work, indeed. Melissa.
Thank you.
Be on the lookout for another Kitchens Open segment next Monday, right in this time slot. Took us right up to our state and local news break. We're going to get to that. We'll come back after taking care of our partners with some entertainment and some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're hoping you're having a great Monday out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. We appreciate the company.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news. Keanu Reeves made one of his teenage dreams come true last week, kind of. He signed a one-day contract with a Canadian hockey team called the Windsor Spitfires. Shout out to the Windsor Spitfires.
Nice.
That's a great franchise.
That is a great name, too.
It's a great name and a great franchise. Keanu used to be a goalie in high school, and he must have been pretty good because he was considered a top prospect for the Ontario Hockey League.
Oh, wow.
He did get injured, though, and that took him out of the his sports career ended pretty quickly after that.
That happens quite a bit.
Yeah, tell me about it, man. That's what happened to me. Boy, my days of football, kick returning, punt returning, at East Junior High, everybody was talking about my game. Everybody. Yep. And then a broken ankle.
And then everything
No, I never had a chance. Never had a chance. Even in my dreams, my literal dreams when I was a kid and I would have sports dreams, it was always like high school. It was never like I was scoring the big touchdown in the game or anything.
No, playing for the Bears, no.
Keanu, his single day as a Spitfire was mainly for charity. A signed copy of his contract and a signed jersey with his name on the back will be auctioned to raise money for the Canadian Mental Health Association.
Wow.
As a side note, it's the reason he did it. He's talked to this franchise and been very in the know of Canadian hockey teams for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But they had the idea of signing him to a one-day deal, and he said he would do it if they could auction this stuff off for charity.
Very cool.
And that is the guy he is.
Yes, absolutely.
I really, really think that when we take a step back and we look at actors and the careers that they had, he is going to go down as one of the smartest actors ever, which is hilarious to me considering how he started as Bill and Ted. And this is a guy who spent the first 10 to 15 years of his career not being taken seriously, even though he would do great movies like My Own Private Idaho with River Phoenix and a lot of great indie films where you saw true thespian acting out of this guy. He's always been joked as the monotone guy, the guy who, you know, doesn't have a lot of energy or emotion to his delivery.
Didn't do the accent in Dracula or something like that. Yes. They always pick on something like that, right?
Just fabulous career. He could stop right now and his legacy is set.
Absolutely.
But he ain't going to be stopping everybody, by the way. He will not be stopping. Seth and I have talked quite a bit about how when we were kids, Quentin Tarantino meant one thing and now he has turned into another. so I don't put a lot of stock into his words or a lot of what he says, especially considering he seems to be coming more and more as he gets older, one of these guys that, hey, I'm Quentin Tarantino. Hey, pay attention to me. I don't have a new movie out, but I want everybody to pay attention to me.
Right.
So let's pay attention to Quentin so he doesn't lose his mind. Quentin Tarantino refuses to watch Toy Story 4 or Toy Story 5. which is in the works as we speak, by the way.
Right.
And his reasoning, a lot of people are actually agreeing with him on. And this is the first time I've seen this happen basically in 10 years with Quentin Tarantino, where he said something and people actually agree with
right.
him. He said, quote, "The third one is just magnificent. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen." He's talking about Toy Story 3. And right. he legitimately says this is one of the best movies he's ever seen. He puts it in his top 10.
Wow.
Wow.
Cool.
And if you've seen the other two, it's just devastating. But the thing is, then 3 years later or something, they did a fourth, and I have no desire to see it. You literally ended the story perfectly with Toy Story 3. Why do that? Quentin thinks the best trilogy is the Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns, A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. He's...
Of course he does.
Of course, yeah. I'm only surprised that he didn't, you know, pick something even more obscure or different or whatever. Those are great movies.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic mm-hmm. movies. All three of them are still hold up today, I think. They still have, they're still worth seeing, especially if you're a sucker for Westerns like I am. I grew up on those movies. The idea that there is a perfect trilogy is insane. Yeah. There are so many different genres. There's so many different years and eras.
So subjective
and all that.
As well. Yeah.
But the what he's saying about the Toy Story 3 thing, I just found interesting. I wouldn't be talking about it at all if there weren't so many people that were like in agreement with him, mm-hmm. and so many people have not seen the other two toy or the fourth and won't see the fifth right. because of how good the third one is.
Man, even people in Hollywood still don't get it. It's money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they're making 500 Toy Story movies, because they're going to make money off them. Come on, Quentin. Please. How long have you been in the business for?
And I like how he doesn't acknowledge this at all. Like it, like Disney would do something for money.
What?
Like,
that's shocking.
Speaking of doing things for money, don't expect to see a farewell tour from The Boss anytime soon. Bruce Springsteen talked about this during a show in Philadelphia on Friday. He dumped all over the idea. Quote, "We've been around for 50 blanking years, and we ain't quitting. We aren't doing any farewell tour stuff. No farewell tour for the E Street Band. Farewell to what? 1,000 people screaming your name? Get out of here. I ain't going anywhere. I wish to God I had the actual audio of this.
Oh, my God.
Because it's even better with the New Jersey accent.
Oh,
it's
of course. Even better yeah. with that.
Bruce's current tour runs through late November. He also has a bunch of European dates lined up in 2025. Bruce turns 75 next month.
Wow. 75.
Man, I love the honesty. I love it. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I want to give up this. People screaming my name. Are you kidding me? I love this. This is what I live for. He's the guy that gives like 4-hour concerts.
Yeah.
He loves doing it. Why would he ever give it up?
Yeah.
The show went through this weekend. Coheed played for an hour. They were going to play longer, but they had some guitar problems. Incubus went up there, and they're a band I kind of like. They're okay and everything. I see them perform for 2 hours, no break, no intermission, no stops or anything, no encore, just left it all out there. And it was incredible. Like, it was one of those things where you come away and you're an even bigger fan of the band than you were going into it kind of thing. They impressed the daylights out of me. They are all, and you know, relatively good ages and all in very good shape. This man is 75, giving 4-hour concerts still. It's incredible to see.
Yeah.
Incredible. Like, good on him for this. And you know, while I don't begrudge people the whole farewell tour idea, I love the idea of one of the mainstays in the music industry calling the industry out on this.
Yes. It's and he knows what they're doing. It's like, oh, you gotta come see me now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be done. Gotta make sure everyone comes.
How many bands have done that and then, now we're back together.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
Exactly. The first real big show I went to see was Kiss during their 96 farewell tour. They've done 2 farewell tours since then. Yeah, yeah.
Now it's just a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing now.
But we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me from time to time, James, are you ever in a good mood? James, are you ever light? Do you ever not be serious? Yes, at least for a half an hour a week, I am unserious.
At least to have an hour.
At least. And it's when I get to hang out with my oldest daughter, Bria, for What the Muppet. We have a lot of fun with this show, and I'm only semi-serious on that. Bria lightens the mood every time. Check out our newest episode, The Kettle is On. Episode 54 is on wherever you get your podcast. What the Muppet is just a fun half an hour, or a little bit longer sometimes when we get rambling. We just have fun with improv. We have a bunch of hats. We grab out of one hat a Muppet, and whoever that Muppet is, we grab and put them aside, and then we grab the second hat. It's a famous movie. And then we put that Muppet in the lead role of said movie, and then we cast the rest of the movie with Muppets. Wow. We have a lot of fun with this one.
I'm waiting for like the when you start, you do all the famous movies and then you get to like the obscure ones.
Yes, I love Ishtar.
Yeah.
Who would make
or just bad movies, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Heaven's Gate, here we come.
That one's coming up. It's coming up. Check out What the Muppet on YouTube as well. It's a great one. And thank you so much to so many of you out there that have supported the show and everything and support what my daughter's doing, because she's an amazing human being.
Yeah, cool.
I appreciate you all for that. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we're getting into that list of things millennials and boomers agree on.
Nice.
We're going to get into this, and we'll see what us Gen Xers think in the middle of
this. No one cares.
Yeah, nobody cares what we think. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James are going to take you right to the top of the hour. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We got some fun stuff to get into to wrap up. We'll talk about some local things going on here. But we're wrapping up our hour with this idea that millennials and boomers have some things in common. Millennials, this is something that's been a trend on social media for a couple of weeks now, about boomers and millennials sharing things that they both agree on. Like new car headlights are too bright, or not everything needs to be recorded, photographed, or posted online.
Right.
You shouldn't have to download an app for everything. These kind of things. So we picked up in the middle of this list where Melissa and I left off, and here are the other ones. Like, there should be a zero work-related texting, especially during non-work hours. All work communication should be done through a work email.
Mm.
That's one that a lot of people are agreeing on.
Yes.
I think it depends on the industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably. Yeah, it has a lot to do with it.
I couldn't imagine us trying to do that.
No.
I really do try not to bug you guys too much, but I can't imagine us not being able to text with each other or something.
Mm-hmm. And you know, even though we have, with Civic Media, we've got, you know, the art email accounts, but we also have, like, chat areas where, you know, specific groups of people can communicate with each other without having to, like, text or something like that. But that's more company-wide kind of thing. Mm-hmm. This is more just us here at the station.
Well, and I don't have all of that stuff on my phone. So if I'm
that's
not
true
on
too,
my
yeah.
computer, mm-hmm. which part of my workday, I'm not on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out doing interviews or having conversations. If you need to get a hold of me right away, you got to text. Or
yeah,
call.
That's right. Right. Right.
Let's see here. Touchscreen keyboards aren't as good as actual physical keyboards.
100%.
100%.
100%.
Not even close.
No.
It's not even close. Yeah. Yeah.
It's so weird. And, you know, maybe the generations after us are used to it and they'll be like, what? What's the thing? You know?
But, yeah.
No, sorry.
Well, yeah, but they're not typing with their fingers on the keys then. They're swiping or they're hunting pecking.
Yeah.
Yes, is not
you're
typing.
Right about that. Yes.
That's true.
And I have never had a touch screen that I felt comfortable touching. Like, every one I feel like I'm going to break. No matter if I just breathe on it, I feel like I'm going to. Because we're also all from that generation where that stuff could happen very
easily.
Very
fragile.
Yes,
you know?
Very fragile.
Don't pound on that keyboard.
I do have a really good screen protector on my phone, which I do swipe on my phone because it's tiny. It's not a full-size keyboard. But the screen protector also kind of, I don't know, that limits the touch. The tactile.
Oh, right, right.
And it screws it up sometimes. I said things I didn't mean to. Like, oops, sorry about that.
Oh, I've been there.
Did not mean to send that GIF, whatever it is.
It's GIF.
I am not.
It's GIF.
It's GIF.
The next point. The next one here is, I am not instantly available at any waking moment just because it is technically possible for me to see your message right away.
Oh, that's a big one for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same.
It's true. It's like, people forget, like, there were times where you couldn't reach people.
Yeah.
You know, they were away from the telephone. They were driving or they were doing something else. Yeah.
Or there are times of the day where it's inappropriate to call the house.
That's right. Well, there was,
you know, the landline. You know, parents didn't allow phone calls for the young people after, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock or whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Writing notes by hand on paper is better than typing notes.
Your brain remembers them better.
Yep.
Science has proven that.
Right. But I that's just because my handwriting stinks, and that's why I don't like writing. I just like typing because then people understand what I'm doing.
Right.
That's just my own personal thing. But
if I'm taking notes for other people, like that I need to share with people, I type them. It is faster.
It is.
But if you're in school,
I know what you mean.
Things or things you need to remember, it is better to handwrite them.
And, or just record it. Record your professor. Yeah. That's what you need to do, and then transcribe it later.
And, one of my favorite things that has ever come into existence is to be able to, instead of having to type long text message, I can speak.
Speak. That's a nice one.
Just send a voice one over. God, I love being able to do that.
But make sure you proofread.
Oh, yes.
Very, very, very important. Call. It's a very good call.
Because I have done that a couple times, and then I reread it. And I'm like, whoa. That is not what I said at all.
It's
not even close.
There's no periods or anything. It's just one. It's like a Jack Kerouac book. It's just all one run-on sentence.
Right,
it's just,
you know,
and finally, the way that Gen Z makes hearts with their hands is deeply unsettling. I don't get that one. I don't. I always think it's kind of cool.
No. I'm actually kind of with him on this one. Yeah. Okay, Melissa, I'm going to have you do a thought experiment real quick.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Mm. You know what James' hands look like, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine him doing that with his hands. Terrifying. Terrifying.
Yes, very scary.
And I don't know if you guys saw the video of a young man who was getting some kind of procedure done. So he's under some mild anesthesia, and the doctor is reaching over for the scissors. Mm-hmm. And the way his hand is shaped looks like half of a heart. And so the young man keeps reaching up to make the other half of the heart with him. And the doctor slaps his hand and reaches out again. And the young man does
Stop
it again.
That.
And he
Stop
slaps
it.
His hand.
Trying to operate here.
That's so good.
That's so funny.
That's so good. Oh, those are some good ones. The list, really, what I get from this is it doesn't matter what generation you're from. We all have more in common than not. And we should be good to each other.
It's true. Except for Gen X, apparently. Because we're not in anything, man.
Yeah, we're never in anything.
What? No. I mean, Melissa even here, she's on the older side of millennial. Yeah.
Special generation.
You're a millennial. Stop names. It.
We have some palate cleansing to get to, and it kicks off with our schedule for today. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5 every Monday through Friday for Midday Magazine. Got a great schedule lined up for you this week. A shout out to Pam Hilke and the amazing job she does. In part one today, Nicole Menzel, library director at Leicester Public Library, is going to be with us.
Oh, love that.
Nicole's awesome. We're looking forward to talking
library
with her.
Library directors are the best. And I'm not just saying really that because my sister is one.
And I drove through Vesper every single day this week.
That's right.
That's cool.
On my way to the fair.
They got a nice nice library there.
I missed Vesper. I was happy to drive through Vesper. That was cool. A nice note there, Melissa. And part two today, we're going to be speaking with James Benna, district administrator and Ed Huer Elementary School principal over in Port Edwards.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Get ready for the school year.
It's going to be fun. And we've got a great opportunity for all you heroes out there. We have a blood drive going on from 2 to 7 today over at the former East Junior High School cafeteria. You go over there, you can get set up, get taken care of, and do some great good in this community. Mm-hmm. A blood drive going on from 2 to 7 today at the former East Junior High School cafeteria. Head on over there. And the construction is pretty light over there now, so you should be able to get over there pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to drink extra water.
Oh, yes, with the heat, too. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Please do that, everybody. And keep in mind, as well, there are opportunities wherever you live. Like in Stevens Point, they've got a blood drive opportunity today from noon to 7 over at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center. Head on over there and check that out.
All right.
Seth, you had a couple things to note.
Yes. This is the last week that the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo will be open, everyone. They're going through Labor Day, and then they're closing up for the season. So if you haven't had a chance to go over there, it's free.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay anything to go and see the great animals there. They're at 1911 Gaynor Avenue, just up the road from us, as a matter of fact. So go check that out. They'll be open through Labor Day. And also want to let everyone know that on September 7th, there's an opportunity to walk off debt for school meals. This is starting at 8 a.m., and it's starting over at the First Congregational Church, the UCC Church, at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You're welcome to join them for a 1.5-mile walk to raise funds for Southwood County Schools to pay off student meal debt. Walkers are asked to collect donations from their faith community, friends, and family. Checks can be made out to the Port Edwards United Methodist Church. The money will be donated to an area schools to pay off meal debt. Cash is also accepted. This is sponsored by Grace, the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism. This is something to keep in mind, everyone. One in five children have school meal debt. Mm-hmm. So this is a way to help those out, especially graduating seniors who in some cases can't walk if they're mm-hmm. if they have a debt on their record. So
keep in mind, American Heroes Cafe will be open this Wednesday over across to your church from 7:30 to 9:30. Be sure to check that out and spread the word so all our veterans, military, police, and firefighters know they are welcome to American Heroes Cafe, 7:30 to 9:30 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month over at Crossview Church. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be joined by Tom Heiser real soon here to get our monthly veterans update. We're looking forward to that.
Nice. Yes, indeed, we will.
And I want to make sure to get this in there for you. We mentioned earlier today would have been Mother Teresa's birthday. A quote that my Nana told me when I was little that still holds true today. We must never be afraid to be a sign of contradiction for the world.
Ooh.
The importance of standing out. Do you realize that Mother Teresa was a rebel? Do you realize that? Do you see that? Because I know that it may not be looked at that way, but think of what she accomplished and what she did. She was a contradiction, especially to where she was from and where she grew up and everything. I love that phrase. We, in society, if we have the great white buffalo or an albino animal, you hear me talk every once in a while about the white deer that live around here. Mm-hmm. They stand out. We highlight them. We cherish them. We champion them. Why don't we do that with people?
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that more with people in life, in society. There's a lot of us. In fact, all of us stand out in one way or another.
It's true. It's very, very true. Let's celebrate those. You can celebrate differences while at the same time working together. What a concept.
It's a pretty cool concept.
What a shocking concept, everyone.
I love that idea. I'm going to go run with that. And I want to wrap up with this wonderful young lady. A young girl in Pennsylvania just took on the establishment and won. The small town of Curdsville and near Punxsutawney, about 100 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, and they said that they might ban roosters because they're too loud. Well, 9-year-old Lily Malone was a pet rooster. She has a pet rooster she loves, Mr. Mohawk. So she delivered an impassioned speech at their last council meeting, and her main argument was that they let dogs stay outside and bark all day. Well, why can't they? They haven't made a final decision yet, but they were very impressed with Lily's speech and announced that Mr. Mohawk is in the clear. So he is grandfathered in.
Okay. All right. Well, at least that. But that's a very good point, I have to say.
That's a good argument.
That's a very good argument.
She came up with this this debate all on her own. She wrote her own speech. I shout out to her.
Yes.
A rebel after my own heart. I love that. I love that story, man. That's a pretty cool story. And good on Lily and Mr. Mohawk.
Yes,
Mr. There is a great photo of Lily and Mr. Mohawk out there.
Perfect name for a rooster, man.
It really is.
Mr. Mohawk.
It's a great one. Great show today, you two.
You too, man.
You too, James.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.